He stepped aside. The wall-shaped men were holding a length of chain, several shackles, and a small but very, very heavy-looking ball. Rincewind sighed. One door closes, he thought, and another door slams shut. "This is, good, is it?" he said.
"Ah, you'll get an extra verse for that, for sure," said the warder. "No one's been hung in irons since Tinhead Ned."
"I thought there wasn't a prison cell that could hold him," said Rincewind.
"Oh, he could get out of them," said the warder. "He just couldn't run very far."
Rincewind eyed the metal ball.
"Oh, gods."
"Vince says, how much do you weigh? Because he has to add the chains to your weight to get the drop right," said the warder.
"Does that matter?" said Rincewind in a hollow voice. "I mean, I die anyway, don't I?"
"Yeah, no worries there, but if he gets it wrong, see, you either end up with a neck 6 feet long, or, you laugh about this, your head flies off like a perishing cork."
"Oh, good.
With Larrick and Larry, we had to search the roof all arvo."
"Marvellous. All arvo, eh?" said Rincewind. "Well, you won't have that problem with me. I shall be elsewhere when I'm being hanged."
"That's what we like to hear," said the warder, punching him jovially in the elbow. "A battler to the end, eh?"
There was a rumbling from Mount Vince.
"And Vince says he'll be very privileged if you'd care to spit in his eye when he puts the rope around your neck," the warder went on. "That'll be something to show his grandchildren."
"Will you all please go away?" Rincewind shouted.
"Ah, you'll be wanting some time to plot your getaway," said the warder knowingly. "No worries. We'll be leaving you alone then."
"Thank you.
Till about 5 a.m.?
"Good," said Rincewind gloomily. "Got any requests for your last breakfast? Something that takes a really, really long time to prepare?" said Rincewind.
"That's the spirit.
Go away.
No worries."
The men walked off, but the warder strolled back after a while as if he had something on his mind.
"There is something that you ought to know about the hanging, though," he said. "Might brighten up your night."
"Yes."
"We've got a special humanitarian tradition if the trapdoor sticks 3 times.
"Yes?
Sounds a bit odd, but it's happened once or twice, believe it or not."
A tiny green shoot rose from the blackened branches of hope. "And what's the tradition?" said Rincewind.
"It's on account of it being heartless to have a man standing there more than 3 times, knowing that any second he's..."
"Yes, yes, and then all his..."
"Yes? And the worst part, to my mind, is where you..."
"Yes, I understand. And so, after the 3rd time,
he's allowed back into his cell while we get a carpenter in to repair the trap door," said the warder. "We even give him his dinner, if it's gone on a long time."
"And?"
"Well, when the carpenter's given it a good test, then we take him out again and hang him."
He saw Rincewind's expression.
"No need to look like that. It's better than having to stand around in the cold all morning, isn't it? That wouldn't be nice."
When he'd gone, Rincewind sat and stared at the wall.
"Shut up."
So, it was down to this then. One brief night left, and then, if those clowns had anything to do with it, happy people would be wandering the streets to see where his head had come down. There was no justice.
"Good day, mate."
"Oh, no, please.
I just thought I should enter into the spirit of the thing. A very convivial people, aren't they?" said Death. He was sitting beside Rincewind.
"You just can't wait, can you?" said Rincewind bitterly.
"No worries."
"So this is really it, then. I was supposed to have saved this country, you know, and I'm going to really die."
"Oh, yes. This is certain, I'm afraid."
"It's the stupidity of it that gets me. I mean, think of all the times I've nearly died in the past. I could have been flamed by dragons, right? Or eaten by huge things with tentacles. Or even had every single particle of my body fly off in a different direction."
"You have certainly had an interesting life."
"Is it true that your life passes before your eyes before you die?"
"Yes."
"Ghastly thought, really,"
Rincewind shuddered. Oh, gods, I've just had another one. Suppose I am just about to die, and this is my whole life passing in front of my eyes.